CNBC's Tech Check is sponsored by Grayscale, the world's largest digital currency asset manager.
I'm Josh Lipton with your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and crypto-exposed stocks falling after the People's Bank of China says all crypto-related activities are, quote, illegal and vowing to crack down on the market. Beijing issuing a nationwide ban on cryptocurrency mining, the energy-intensive process that verifies transactions and mints new units of currency. The clampdown comes as China's central bank has been testing its own digital currency. The EU is proposing a block-wide common charging standard for smartphones and other electronic devices, a move that would effectively bar the use of Apple's unique Lightning charging port. The proposal calls for all electronics sold in the EU to use the same type of charging port, the so-called USB-C format, which is already widespread among laptop computers, Android phones, and many other non-Apple devices. Now, some Apple Mac computers have USB-C chargers, but iPhones do not, so they would need to be redesigned to comply with the proposed regulations. The legislation still needs to be approved by the EU's parliament and member states, a process that could take months. Apple says it opposes the proposal. And finally, Apple's iPhone 13 line launches today, with four new smartphones hitting shelves and shipping to customers who secure their orders early. The company announced their latest devices last week, as well as a new iPad, iPad mini, and Apple Watch. Analysts will be closely watching to see if shortages in the supply chain will impact how quickly the new products get into customers' hands. That's your CNBC Tech Check briefing. We'll see you back here on Monday.